This is an Adapt Publishing soundbite.
Creating your future. In creating your future, you need to learn how to choose to be the you want to be. We're not our actions because we can change our actions and still be ourselves. For the same reason, we're not our thoughts, our opinions, our beliefs, or our feelings. We can change all those and still be ourselves. We are human beings. We have the power to create ourselves. Number one. Being skillful. As we begin to explore the skill of becoming ourselves, it is very useful to see what being skillful is about. It is about having choices and flexibility. We can adapt, we can change, and we can be bigger than we ever thought possible. This is a personal skill, the skill to create ourselves, to be the people we want to be, rather than the people we were. So far, we have seen that our lives have been shaped by the past. We see that it is possible to become aware of ourselves as we act in the present. Now we will see how it is possible to create our own future. For most people, the future is a blank. We expect it to be more of the same or expect it to just happen. It sure is hard to see into the future. There are so many possibilities and paths to follow. Who knows what's going to happen to us? Are we as helpless as little rowboats being tossed about in the ocean? Or are we more like the captains of our own ships, steering ourselves from one major point in life to the next? Number two, where are you steering yourself? One thing for sure, if you are listening to this soundbite, you care about your future. You care or you have a commitment to make your future better than what you've known in the past. You may not know exactly what you want, but you know you want the future to be better than the past. You will now have a chance to discover the skill you have for creating your future. Becoming skilled means learning to change the things you can, accepting the things you cannot change, and having the wisdom to know the difference. Number three, challenges life offers. Meeting your basic survival needs, such as food, clothes, and shelter. Meeting your children's needs, love, attention, guidance. Finding jobs, relationships, money, time, staying healthy, having a body that serves your purposes, caring for others, friends, and family, conquering your fears. Don't be afraid. Challenge yourself. Things you can influence but have no control over. The other people in your life, the circumstances that you are born into, the passing of time, mistakes. Things over which you have some control, what you think, believe, and feel, what you do or don't do, what attitudes you adopt, what you want, what you are trained to meet, challenges in life. You may not choose all the events that occur over the course of a lifetime, but you do choose how to experience those events. Choose to be happy. Number five, skills with which to build your future. Number one, success. There is no better foundation on which to build. Draw confidence from your experiences of success. Number two, self-communication. Speak positively and lovingly to yourself. Keep a positive image and faith in yourself in your heart. Number three, bonding. Create partners. Allow yourself to become close to the people who mean the most to you. Number four, values. Become clear about what matters most to you. Trust in your own values. Number five, self-responsibility. You can be a leader to yourself. You need not depend on anyone else for your survival or success. Number six, meaning. Judgments and evaluations can either hurt you or help you in life. It is wise to know that you give definition to what happens to you. Number seven, risk. The risk involved in meeting challenges head-on include the possibility of messing up, looking foolish, or suffering a setback. The rewards for taking positive risk are excitement, accomplishment, and fulfillment. Number eight, models. There is a power in learning from people you respect and admire. We all learn from each other. Choose your models wisely and you will learn well. Motivate yourself. Walk through life with confidence. As my mother always said, if you don't think it, nobody else will.
This has been a WPMG production by Adapt Publishing Company, a division of Workforce Partners Management Group, LLC. Copyright 2019, all rights reserved.